Good evening, afternoon, and morning, everyone. My name's Stefan, the Digital Commando, and welcome to another fantastic episode of the Digital Commando Show. Once again, some fantastic guests for you today. If you're in England, they're from all the way across the pond. If you're in the US, they're there. So, guys, thank you very much for joining me. I'm going to bring them on in a minute. But what we're going to be talking about today? We're going to talk about how to practice gratitude within either your personal life or within your business. We're then going to talk about how to give fantastic testimonials and reviews. There's nothing that makes us feel better at the minute than someone saying something nice about us. So we'll talk about that as well. And then finally, we're going to talk about how to pay it forward. Now, if you get a great experience, then are you paying that forward? And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. So my guests today are Bree and Israel, and I'm going to bring them in right now for them to introduce themselves. 1 second. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, awesome. Thank you so much for having us today.
No problem. Thank you very much for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So I suppose the easiest thing, I could introduce you, but it's much better for you to introduce yourself. So Bree, if we go over to you first, can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So my name is Bree Gordon, and I am joining you today from sunny South Florida. So thank you again for having me. In my professional life, I'm a board-certified music therapist and trauma-informed. So I own a private practice here in South Florida where we staff and develop music and art therapy services throughout the area in medical settings, educational settings, and community-based settings. And through the last 12 years of doing that work, I realized, especially working with trauma survivors, that some of the most important things for us to learn as a society are empathy for one another and also self-awareness about ourselves. So recently I've launched a new project called The Mindful Mentor, which features a weekly podcast and hopefully eventually becoming a motivational speaker on this topic of bringing this awareness of ourselves into others. So it all kind of melts together, and I just feel extremely fortunate, speaking of gratitude, to be able to do this work every day.
Awesome. Thank you much. Thanks so much, Bree. Israel, over to you.
Yes, that was awesome. And it's actually pretty amazing that today, Thursday, we're going to talk about gratitude, because I'm so thankful to be able to be in business and serve my clients, because I know I shouldn't be here. Maybe you guys can relate. About a year and a half ago, roughly, I got into a car accident in Connecticut, from Connecticut, and I was working full time, making a lot of money, had some businesses on the side, but I wasn't really bringing the impact that I was supposed to be bringing. And through that accident, I actually launched my first book within 3 weeks, started my third business within 2 days, and now I essentially help entrepreneurs discover, design, and deliver their gift to the world so they can serve more clients, but actually do it with purpose. And I'm thankful to be able to be on the show to talk about gratitude and be with you both. So thank you.
Guys, that is absolutely amazing. And once again, thank you for being here. For everybody that's watching, these guys are giving up their time, and it's amazing to have them on the show. There's some real, real expertise in the room. So if you know anybody that you feel could benefit from what we're going to be talking about today, then please tag them in the comments or share this video with them on the replay, because it'd be great to share this knowledge and pay it forward, which we'll be talking about a little bit later on. So let's get stuck into it straight away. Let's start off with gratitude. Now, we spoke a little bit in the morning show about how we practice gratitude ourselves. And I know that for me, I do it religiously every morning. I kind of do it within my mantras. Now, Bree, have you got it set into your routine, or how do you practice gratitude? Or have you got any advice for anybody watching right now?
That's a really great question. I want to come on here and say, yes, I have a rock solid gratitude process, and I'm just in it every day, and everything I do is from a place of gratitude. I would love to say that. And that is certainly a goal. But one thing that I do want to focus on all three of our topics is authenticity and being true to ourselves. And I think that for me, the importance of gratitude in my life is so much richer and so much more valuable when I come at it from a perspective of authenticity. So what I mean by that is sometimes, maybe this is one of those times for, I know myself and for many of your viewers and listeners, it is hard to have gratitude and be thankful when there's a lot of loss happening and a lot of change happening and a lot of lack of control. That makes this process a little bit more difficult. And I think it's okay. And I think it's actually really valuable to recognize that. that not every day we wake up is going to be sunshine and roses. It's all about our perspective. So for me, gratitude in this time, what's been really important is for me to recognize the reality of things. As a small business owner, I recognize the reality that about a month ago, I lost a significant amount of my business and I didn't know how I was going to survive from that. And now I can look back and feel so much gratitude over the fact that I have a team that's flexible, that I have clients that were open to looking into new solutions, that I have learned more about virtual platforms in the last 30 to 45 days than I've ever thought possible. And now I have all of these things with me, all these tools to take with me after this season is over, and that can continue to enrich my work. So if we stay authentic to what we're really experiencing, what's the truth of where we're at right now, good and bad, I think that's just going to make our gratitude practice so much richer in our lives.
I love that, Bree. Thank you very much for that. I know you said about those the kind of bad days and when you're kind of not quite feeling it. And I can totally relate to that. And I know many people watching the show can as well. And it was something that I do when I have that bad day. And I kind of have this the kind of mindset that I've taken actually from my coach. And I said that I never have a bad day. I only have a bad moment. So when I have that moment where I'm just kind of like, do you know what? I really don't feel it. I'm going to throw myself into something else that I really enjoy. It can be anything. It can be really simple. Now, sometimes I'll go really out there. I'll be like, right, I'm going snowboarding. I'm just having such a bad day. I'm going to go indoor snowboarding for the day. But at the minute, we're restricted. But it can be anything in the UK. It's anything as simple as a cup of tea. We're very big on our tea. So we might just go and have a cup of tea. And that will make us feel a little bit better, change our mindset, and get back into it. Or it might be doing some level of, like, fitness. Get out there, go for a walk, go for a run. And then after that, we'll feel a little bit better. We'll get stuck back in. So I like how you mentioned that. And gratefulness for clients. And I think both of you here are exactly the same position as me in a sense of, I know when people say to me in meetings now, how are you doing? How's your day? And I always go, do you know what? I'm just really, really grateful to have my clients right now. Like, there's lots of people in really bad situations. And I feel great that still able to service clients and still able to work with them. So yeah, Bree, thank you very much for your input there. Israel, over to you.
Yes, no, that's an amazing question. And, you know, I want to start with this, you know, and this might help the listeners, the entrepreneurs that are here now. The more things change, the more we should stand on the things that don't change. And I'm grateful for the fact to be alive. I'm grateful for the fact of just being able to share with the listeners here now. And for me, the way I look at gratitude, it's something that's internal. And what Bree said, authenticity is so important, because if you're not real within yourself about what you're thinking and what's clear in your mind, you won't be able to transmit that outside. And gratitude, when I think about gratitude, to get practical, maybe there's people listening now and they want to learn, why is gratitude even important for growing a business? Why is it important during hard times, during good times? And I think it goes back to our why. And this goes back to mindset, like you had said, Stefan, that your mindset is everything. Like, if you have your clear why, like if you have a clearly defined why in why you're doing business, like why are you wanting to grow your business? Like, why are you continuing during the coronavirus? If you really go deep and answer that question and be authentic to yourself, you're going to get to the answer that maybe you're doing it because of someone else. You're doing it perhaps for your family. You're doing it perhaps for making a bigger impact. And if you focus on that and you understand that when your why is bigger and greater than just you, you'll be able to push forward the hard moments and still show gratitude during those bad moments to be able to accomplish your goal. And I think as entrepreneurs, mindset is so key, and we have to stay firm with our why. Like, there's an amazing video that I have on one of my Facebook groups of this Derek Redmond, 1992 Barcelona Olympics. I don't know if you guys seen that video. It's a famous video where he was running on the track and the man literally suffered an injury that took him out for the rest of his career. And this full stadium just watched him and see what he was going to do. And he got back up and he started to run. And he kept running and he was limping and he was crying. And then his father came out and joined him, and there was a bunch of the referees there trying to get his father not to touch him, right? Because he didn't know he was his father. And Derek Redmond finished the race in all of that pain. Sure, he came last, but he finished the race. And he was grateful for finishing the race. He was never the same after that moment. And the reason why he finished the race is because he had a clearly defined why. The reason why he was grateful for having the opportunity to compete at the Olympics in finishing the race is because he had a why. So I just wanted to connect, your gratitude will grow when you have a clearly defined why and you have a clear mindset for why you want to succeed in business. Because you're going to have tough moments and you're going to have good moments. That's the life of an entrepreneur. It goes up and down, right? Mm-hmm. But when you have something that doesn't change, when you have a rock that you stand on, when you have that principle in front of you, you'll be able to go forward and unlock the fuel to finish the race like Derek Redmond did. So I hope that helps someone listening.
I love that. And I was having this conversation with someone. I think it was yesterday. It was one of my close friends. So I'm not going to grass her up because she might be watching. But we were talking very much about that. It was, she wanted to make a bit of a change in her business. And my big question was to her, so what's the goal? What do you want to achieve at the end of that? Very much what is her why? Where do you want this to go? And I tried to say, well, it's the equivalent of getting into a taxi and not knowing where you want it to take you. It's all well and good having the taxi ride, but there needs to be a destination at the end of it. So I really like that, looking back at the why, because that is a big driver for many people when they really strip it all back as to where they want to be. So let's jump on to the second point then. So we're talking about testimonials and reviews. Now, I think these are so key at the minute, and they're just a very, very easy way to make individuals feel great, not only by receiving testimonials and reviews, but also by giving them. So, Bree, over to you. What do you think?
First of all, I'm just glad I'm not on the camera when Israel's talking, because I'm just trying to jot down all these notes. I'm just loving being a part of this and getting, and from you, Stefan, as well, all these nuggets of knowledge is so awesome. So here, I'm ready to give your guys' testimonial right now, right, basically. And I don't know if I really, like in everyday life, I got it. I got how important that instant feedback is, because that's how I totally thrive. You know, before I was a business owner, I was in vocal performance. I sang opera and jazz. And, you know, I'm a soprano. We thrive on that applause. We thrive on that instant feedback. So I've always understood how valuable that is in life. And I try every time I go to the grocery store to compliment somebody's hair or their nails or something and just make them feel seen, and because I genuinely love their hair and their nails. But I didn't really realize the importance of that in business until I couldn't be face to face with my clients every day. So I really didn't understand until this whole shift happened where we weren't able to have that instant feedback, where I wasn't able to finish a session and have the last strum of the guitar and see my clients' faces and hear their family members tell me this is the first time they've spoken in a while. We're so thankful for that, that I really realized, okay, I'm missing that. I bet someone else is missing that too. And started to realize that I need to start, you know, shouting it out to my fellow small business owners out there, and, you know, leaving some reviews for them or trying to reach out to them and connect with them and build them up in a public way, you know, online. That's another reason. Before I had this podcast, I hosted a radio show weekly for 3 years. And honestly, my biggest thing with that was having other small business owners or, you know, other professionals or even volunteers come on so that I could give them a spotlight for a little while. And in the meantime, I'm benefiting as well. My work is being enriched by the information they're sharing with me. So I think that this can just be a mutual reciprocal relationship between testimonials and reviews. And I think that just makes us all better. You know, that just kind of elevates the entire field together when we're all out there building each other up. Just like it makes me feel if someone compliments me in public, or you tell your server at Dunkin' Donuts how lovely you think they look today. I think it all makes a difference.
Absolutely. I think you brought some really good points there. I think one of the things that I really liked at the beginning is when you said that when you go to the supermarket and you just give a compliment, like someone's hair looks really nice. Even going back to that, like some people really don't have many conversations a day. And when I was in army prep school, like an army military college, we were forced to, and I mean genuinely forced, to say good morning to everyone. And it was a bit like a Hogwartsy type school. It was very, very weird, all the houses and the funny uniforms. And when we used to go anywhere, if you got caught walking past someone without saying good morning, you'd have to like run around the building and then you would be sweaty for the rest of the day. So, but even that, it did, and I remember it now, even though I live on quite a small village now, and when I go out, if someone says, oh, good morning, it's quite nice. It makes you feel good. It's the old, when you talk about a smile and give someone a smile and it catches, and then they smile at someone else. It really, really works. And you also said about, you mentioned the word reciprocal, and this is really key, because human beings are very much reciprocal creatures. So it's the same reason that a salesperson will give you a pen, because when they give you the pen, you receive something, you naturally feel like you need to give them something back. And this works in the same way as testimonials and reviews. If you give someone a testimonial, a review, a compliment, they naturally want to do the same back. So guys, get on it, start giving people compliments. Israel, over to you.
That's pretty awesome. And I appreciate you, Bree, for giving me that compliment. And thank you for your humility and honor there. You see, as an entrepreneur, we are smart to know that we don't know it all, right? And we can all learn from each other. And that is the key. And going to testimonials, like when I think about testimonials, I think about brand. I think about branding. And like there's four pillars of business, right? Branding, marketing, sales, and operations. Branding to me is like what people say about you when you're not in the room, or what people say about you when you or your representatives are not in the room, right? Like when you can leave a room and you can have somebody talk about your services or what you have done to help them in their life or in their business, that speaks for itself, right? There's a great saying, and it says, systems build wealth. Systems build wealth. And I like to say that education sells. Education sells. But I also like to say that testimonies sell as well. Like when you have testimonials for the entrepreneurs that are here listening on this podcast, if you have testimonials positioned on your website, on your marketing material, that right there says a lot. Even for those of you that advertise, this is just a little nugget here for someone. If you position a testimonial, you drive traffic just to that testimony to get somebody to sign up for one of your products, or maybe it's a webinar, or maybe it's a free training, or maybe it's a strategy session, that will yield results because people want to hear the experiences of others. And I love testimonials because another great thing about testimonials is that it gives people a bigger picture. Like, for example, Bree does amazing work. You do amazing work, Stefan. You could sit here and talk about what you do, Stefan, and Bree can as well. But imagine if Bree right now, she calls 10 of her clients and says, hey, I just want you guys to talk about how I have made a difference in your business and life through me serving you. And those 10 people start talking for Bree. Bree doesn't have to do any talking. And that's the amazing thing that I love about testimonials, because it establishes your brand and really speaks to your target market, because people relate to people who they trust and know, but more or less people that are on the lower scale. Like, for example, Bree and myself and you, Stefan, already have some level of success. There's a lot of people that potentially haven't reached that level of success there. So if we talk without revealing what we've been through, right, the shortcomings, the accidents, the mistakes, then they might not be able to relate to us. But if we show a testimonial of someone just like them that they can relate to, and they listen to how we help someone else, that's going to go ahead and give them the assurance that we can also potentially help them. So I love testimonials. And this is just another quick nugget for those of you that want to collect testimonials, because sometimes we ask our clients, or we collect case studies, and we ask them, hey, hey, can you give me a testimonial? And then they give us a testimonial, but it's not really clear and we can't really use it. This is what you want to do. This is a simple question that you ask them. You ask them, tell me how I have made a difference through me serving you with my business or through my services. And just have them answer that one question, and it's going to give them the clarity to just respond based on the results that they got from your business or from you helping them. So I hope that helps someone.
That's great. I've never heard that before, actually, the how has that made a difference? I love it. I'm going to use that myself. I'm going to take that nugget. I've got it written down.
That's good.
Cool. I think we've got a bit of feedback. We might have to mute our microphones for a second. All right. So, that was amazing. And the other thing we talk about, testimonials. You mentioned the website, Israel, and we build websites, and we see all these. Do you know when you install like a template for a website? Now, we don't use templates anymore, but we used to. When you install it, it's already got pre-written testimonials on there. And a lot of people, when they launch their website, just won't have changed that. So naturally, these testimonials from Dave, Bob, and Sharon are on the website. Now, something that's incredible and really instills trust, which you also talked about, is video testimonials. So if you can get your clients, and I would say use that question, how have I made a difference? And get them to do it on video. It's so powerful because it instantly people go, yeah, I totally trust that testimonial because I know it's not fake. It's not a Google review, which we know lots of them are fake as well. So don't tell Google, guys. We like them and I get in trouble. So yeah, if you can get testimonials by video, then absolutely do it. Now, we did have a question come in, and I'm going to quickly throw this around the room. And it was, what are your top tips for having a more positive mindset? Now, I know this is an area where you guys are really, really into it, probably a lot more than me, I would say. So I'm going to ask you guys to answer the question rather than me. I'll give you a minute to think about it. Okay, your minute's up. Bree, over to you. Oh, my bad. Sorry, I muted you.
Well, that's good. That gave me time to work through what I was going to say.
There we go. We got that.
For me, and you know, I'm a creative arts therapist. I'm a creative person by nature. I believe we're all creative. It's something that lives in all of us. And I think that creativity breeds positivity. You know, when I find myself getting stuck in a place where I am on the couch, I'm watching television, I'm receiving news that's not very positive, I'm feeling myself get affected by it, I know I have a choice. And the easiest way for me to pull myself out of that place and into a place of positivity, of gratitude, is to create something. That doesn't mean you have to write a symphony or paint a Renoir or something, a masterpiece, right? That's by someone else's standards. What is to you are you creating? Maybe it's a garden, just getting your hands in the dirt a little bit. Maybe it's creating a conversation, picking up the phone and calling someone. Maybe it's just doodling. Maybe it is creating a website or doing something productive for your business. So that's probably my biggest tip that I can think of, and something that's worked for myself and I know is working for my clients right now as we're trying to find virtual ways to get connected. The fastest way to pull us out of that mindset of negativity or just being stuck is to engage in creating something for yourself and for others.
Creativity breeds positivity. I've got that as a quote. I could frame that and put it on my wall. Absolutely awesome.
New t-shirt, I like it.
It's very true as well. And I suppose I come from a creative background in the sense of not so much the arts, but just generally an online creative, I guess. And I think that's the best way, but it can be a case of doing that. And it's really funny. My mum was speaking to me, like, lots of people must be doing this gardening thing at the minute because I don't do gardening. Rubbish. But she was like, oh, I went to the supermarket the other day and we wanted to get some stuff to do some gardening. Like, now, my mum's retired, so she could do it anytime, but they want to do it now. And they went to shop and everything to do with gardening is just completely sold out. So I was like, oh, right, okay. So lots of people are using this staying positive by doing the gardening. So it definitely works. Israel, what have you got for Sarah Gibson, who's asked this question? What are your top tips for having a more positive mindset?
I love what Bree said. Creativity breeds positivity. I really like that quote. I actually wrote it down myself as well. That's amazing, Bree. And when you said that, when you said creativity, it also connected the word producing or being productive, and you had actually said it. And my tip would be this, right? Information is not valuable unless you implement the information. A lot of people say that knowledge is actually power, but I say it differently. I say that understanding is power because, and I'm answering this question in a couple different ways here, but this will give further clarity. Like, you can have the information. Like, a lot of us know that smoking is bad or drinking soda is bad. And you even talk to someone who smokes, and I'm not against people that smoke. I'm just using this as an example. And you tell them, you know that if you continue to smoke cigarettes, your chance of having cancer will increase. And they say, I know. You see, so they have the knowledge. But until they don't understand what the actual smoke does to their lungs and it deteriorates inside of them and what it actually does to their cells, they're never going to apply the wisdom of maybe I should stop smoking, right? So understanding is what's really powerful and what's what we need, right? So when we talk about positivity, a lot of people, they have the information, they have the knowledge. I know I need to be more positive, but they don't really understand why and how they can be more positive. So I want to answer the question from that perspective. And if you want to live more positive, you need to discover your purpose, right? You got to discover your purpose, because if you're not functioning in what you're supposed to do and using the gifts that you have, you're not going to really be positive. It's kind of like, let me explain this in a different way. When we look at the lion roars because he has the gift of roaring, right? He didn't go to roaring school to learn how to roar, right? Let's look at the eagle. The eagle has the gift of flight within itself. That's why he flies. He didn't go to flight school to learn how to fly, right? You look at the dolphins. The dolphins swim because it has the gift of swimming within itself. So the question to be able to help you keep that positive outlook in your life is, what do you have inside of you? What is your gift? What is it that you have that I potentially need? What is it that you have that the marketplace is waiting for you to solve their problems? You see, when you use your gift, you walk in your function and you start to serve others, let's say in business or in your job or whatever you do, and you start to actually make a difference in other people's lives, going back to testimonials and gratitude, that's where you will see positivity in your life that will exceed all your expectations. Because your life will actually make a difference in other people's lives, in other businesses, depending on if you're working B2C or B2B. So I hope that that gives you a different perspective. I don't want to be too long-winded there, but I just wanted to give the audience like a different perspective in viewing that question.
I really like that, Israel, and how you said about purpose. And I think this relates to a lot of people and when they're trying to feel positive, especially if they feel like maybe they're stuck in a role or a career that they don't necessarily enjoy. And they feel this on a day-to-day basis where they're kind of like, you know what? I'm just not feeling positive. I hate my job. How many times have we heard that? I hate my job. Yep. Well, for the average person, I say the average person because business owners, we're just weird and completely off this scale. But for the average person, 30% of your life is spent working. That's based on maybe 40 hours a week. If you're a business owner, you're probably doing like 60 to 80. So it's like 60% of our lives. But if you're spending time and that much of your life taking up time that you don't enjoy, and like Israel said, not really fulfilling your purpose, you're not going to feel positive. You're not going to feel motivated. So my advice to follow on from that would definitely be, if that's how you feel right now, people, then take time for yourself to start acting upon the thing that does bring you purpose, or does give you enjoyment, whether that is something creative, whether that is learning the skills to potentially take you into your next career, the one that you really want to do, the one that's going to make you happy. So it's all right to be doing the thing that puts the bread on the table. That's absolutely fine. But make sure you're actually working towards the thing that you want to achieve, that you can allow you to fulfill your purpose and really get driven. All right, we're on to our final point of the day, but we have had another question come in from Kay. So I'll pull it up onto the screen. What advice would you give to help overcome self-doubt to move forward? Oh, this is a really good one. I really like it. Who wants to go first?
Bree.
Bree wants to go first. Well nominated. Okay then, Bree. So Kay, what advice would you give to help overcome self-doubt moving forward? I think it's a great question. Over to you, Bree.
It's a great question, and it's one that I want to be, in the spirit of authenticity, clear about, that although I can give advice on it, it's certainly hard to follow that advice every single day. And I think that we're all in this time period right now where we're in this balancing act with self-worth and self-doubt and self-assurance, right? In one moment we feel great, in one moment we feel not so great. And that's okay. You know, it is okay to feel those things. It's okay to feel not okay sometimes. What becomes a problem, what becomes not okay is staying there, right? So I love that you're saying to overcome it and then move on. Like, that's an excellent point. And I think for me, the biggest thing in overcoming those moments and being able to progress to the next is having grace. You know, having, feeling self-doubt and feeling self-assurance, these are choices that we make, right? Eventually we need a little assistance to get there. But sometimes we make the choice to feel self-doubt, or we do something that we perceive as a failure, or we judge ourselves in a way. And that's all right. But then give yourself grace and make another choice. You don't have to stay stuck in that place. It's okay to honor it and honor how you're feeling, and then make another choice to help you see the value in yourself, see the worth in yourself. And only you know what gets you to that place. Maybe it's a person you reach out to. Maybe it's an activity you do for yourself, a self-care practice. But just honoring that you feel that way, honestly, is a really healthy thing. And then knowing the tools you have to overcome it, that's a great question.
And that's a great answer, I think. So Bree, thank you very much for that. Israel, we'll jump straight over to you.
Yeah, no, I understand exactly what Bree is saying. I agree with her. When you see, self-doubt is not where you should stay. All of us have battled through self-doubt, and like Bree says, it's okay if you visit there, but don't stay there, right? Because self-doubt could actually be connected to your success. I'll share something about me, right? When I was in second grade, I stayed back. They held me back in second grade. I used to take speech impediment classes. I took speech impediment classes from first grade to fifth grade. And then they held me back in second, and they gave up on me because they said I wasn't developing properly. And growing up, I was very rebellious. I was very insecure, very introvert. I mean, bad, right? How did I go from a stuttering boy to speaking all over the world? You see, I had to overcome self-doubt. And the way that I overcame self-doubt, to Bree's point, is not only giving myself grace, but really connecting with my source. You see, my father passed away at a very young age, 29 years old. And you guys might say, well, what does that have to do with business? Your childhood and the way you grow up has to do a lot with how you act today, right? And growing up, my father passed away at 29 of a heart attack. I was only 3 months, never really got to know who my father. So all of those things that I explained, me staying back, me taking my speech impediment classes, me being an introvert, me stuttering, me going through all of that, was very connected to me not knowing my father, right? So why do I say that? Because now I use that to be an empowerment to overcome my self-doubt today. And now a lot of people, a lot of clients, a lot of my students, a lot of my peers see me as that source, sees me as that spiritual father, right? That coach, that consultant, that bridge that helps them get from where they are to where they want to be. And I would have never been able to do that if I didn't go through what I went through when I was a child. So your self-doubt that you're going through now could be used to empower you and empower others that you're called to serve and to help. So don't ignore it, right? Face it at its face to face, right? You see, fear, you have to face fear. You have to face your self-doubt. And if you face it, you will overcome. But if you ignore it, it will dominate you. So I just want to encourage you, whoever asked that question, Kay Collette, if I'm pronouncing your name right, overcome. Face it head on and go forward. Use it as something that can empower you to help others and empower others as well.
That's another great response to that question. Absolutely fantastic. And thank you very much for sharing that story about your father. That's really nice, really real, really honest. We don't get much of that on this show. Surprising. I'm only kidding. Everyone's pretty nice. But thanks for sharing that. And I think both of you brought up fantastic points. And I think for me, there is sometimes that self-doubt can come from an outside influence. And Israel, you spoke about fear, and it can come from that level of fear. It's the fear of what are other people going to think of my actions, and what are other people going to say about this, and that sort of thing. And my big ethos was I completely stopped caring about what other people think anyway, because I just feel like it's such a drain having to worry about everybody else's feelings when actually I know my intentions are good, and I just want to move forward. So I kind of try and block out that as much as possible, which admittedly is a lot easier said than done. But I would, for my advice on overcoming self-doubt, okay, if that's something that you're struggling with, is outside influence, then just try and negate those negative influences from around you. There's a great saying that you are the average of the six people that you surround yourself by. And if they're negative people, I'm trying to block those ones out of my life and then increase my surroundings with more positive people that are in a similar mindset to me of where I want to go, and they're driven and all the rest of it. So that would be my little bit of input there. But the other guys are better than me. So the last point of the day, we're going to talk about paying it forward. Now, this was a huge movement years ago, actually more in the US than it was in the UK. I think you guys got kind of really, really stuck into it, which I absolutely love. So pay it forward, for those that don't really understand, is the act of when you receive something nice, you pay it forward. In a sense of, we do this at Sigma. We're going to be doing something very similar in the Digital Commando Academy at some point, but we're kind of still quite new there. But with Sigma, every time we take on a new client, we'll pay it forward by finding three individuals that are maybe struggling with cash flow at the minute, maybe don't have a career and they want to do something else, and we'll pay for them to go through their digital marketing qualification. That allows them to have some skills at the end of it that they can use to be a freelancer, work from home, and obviously because that's our kind of industry, we can support them through that and kind of get them back on that ladder of generating an income, which can then obviously lead to other things. And that's kind of our way of paying it forward within our kind of sector. Now, Bree, do you do anything yourself, or do you have any tips on anybody that wants to kind of get into this pay it forward mentality?
Absolutely. I love the idea of this. And before we get into pay it forward, I just really quickly wanted to circle back to Israel and thank him, as you did, Stefan, for his vulnerability in sharing his story. I also lost my dad at a very young age from a heart attack. And if I didn't face that and embrace the reality of that, and certainly there's different seasons of that as we go through life, as Israel, clearly you have done, I don't know if I'd be doing the work that I'm doing today and have the mindset that I have today. So I really appreciate what you said. And I think that there's definitely going to be someone listening or watching today that's valuable to, that knowing that the challenges and grief that we go through in life don't define us completely. It certainly puts us on a path and points us in a direction. But the things that we learn about ourselves and that can allow us to expand our mission and to pay it forward to others. And so I just wanted to thank him for that, as I'm sure it was meaningful. So pay it forward. I don't know if there has ever been a more important time to embrace this idea. And I have benefited from this. I put out a request a few weeks ago and just said, hey, my team is still in the field. There's a couple medical sites that still consider us essential employees, but we need masks to do it. The site themselves don't have the masks. Is there anyone out there sewing who would mind donating some masks? And I had three different people immediately volunteer. One I didn't know at all. One who was my landlord like 10 years ago, and another person who worked administratively for an organization I volunteer with. And so we would set up little drop-off points where I pick it up at the planner behind their house. And I literally could not do something for them in exchange. And from a business world and a business perspective, and I know that's who a lot of the audience is for this show, so much of what we do is transactional. I provide a service and then I invoice you and there's a cost. Someone creates a product and there's a cost for that. We operate transactionally. Our society operates transactionally. And now all of a sudden, people are making masks and donating. People are delivering food and donating their time. People are coming up with all sorts of creative ways. My husband and I have been doing a Friday night trivia on Facebook and inviting everybody we know or we don't know. You guys come join us. Check it out Friday nights. And we just want to provide a little bit of entertainment for folks, you know. And I think that maybe once we're face to face again, it'll be interesting to see all the lives that we touched in person by just your little actions getting through the day. And not only is that going to impact someone else, not only does that allow me and my staff to get back into the field and work with people safely again because someone took the time to donate a mask to us, but as I'm hearing from others, as I'm thanking them, it makes them feel good. You know, maybe they're not able to operate school or work or whatever it was that they were doing in the time or in the way that they were doing it before, but now they have a new purpose. So they feel good too. So you can't lose here. Pay it forward is like the best way to help others and feel good about yourself in this time. And I just think it's awesome that you're bringing this up on this platform.
I mute myself. Bree, that's actually amazing. And what you and your team are doing is so selfless. And I'm sure I'll speak on behalf of everybody watching, actually. So thank you very much for everything you're doing. That's absolutely incredible. You guys are going out of your way to do that. Israel, over to you, bud.
Bree, really appreciate you sharing that. That's a connection. And we should, we'll definitely speak after this. And I appreciate you sharing that as well. Bree brings up an amazing point. And what Bree's really saying, when she's speaking, it's just like, I just see her lighted up there. You see her, it's just like lighting up, right? And it's like, what she's talking about is purpose, right? She's going back to purpose, right? It's like, what are you doing with your life? Like, is your business just about you? Or is it about actually making a difference? You see, I think that a lot of people, and I love and I love that it's paying it forward, because I hear a lot of people saying something else, and that's giving back. And I understand when they say giving back, but that has a connotation that you owe someone something, right? And we don't really owe anybody anything but love. So paying it forward is the better phrase. That's why I love that phrase, because when you pay it forward, you're actually sowing in other people's lives. And that is going to make a difference in someone else's life. That's why I believe in mentorship, right? Because I wouldn't be where I am today and where I'm headed if it wasn't for three things. And they all begin with an M. And I did a post on this the other day, but it's connected to paying it forward. And those three things are, number one is my maker. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for my maker. Number two, my mistakes, the mistakes that I have made over the years, right? And number three, my mentors, right? And the things that I have learned from all of those three things there, I can go ahead and invest, right? Like me and Bree and Stefan is doing right now into this podcast, and share some knowledge, some understanding, some wisdom to pay it forward in the lives of other individuals so they can avoid a mistake that could potentially cost them thousands of dollars, but more years of their life wasted, right? Or helping them gain success in a shorter way, or giving them a tip that can give them a breakthrough, right? All of that is part of paying it forward, and it's connected to our purpose. That's why I encourage everyone that's listening. If you do business and it's just about you, I encourage you to change your mind. And I encourage you to start to think about how you can use your business as a catalyst to impact as many people and as many businesses in this world. And when you do that, you'll make more money than you ever even imagined, and you'll also do it with purpose. Think about Amazon. Do you know how much people Amazon serve on a daily basis? I lost track. You know they're a multi-trillion business, right? But Amazon started in a garage, right? So remember this. If you pay it forward, you will grow. Amazon didn't get to where they are today. If they didn't pay it forward, they wouldn't be where they are today. So wherever you are, maybe you're already at Amazon's level, continue to pay it forward, because that will help you grow and will help bring meaning to your purpose and your life.
Thank you, Israel. I like how you mentioned mentors there, actually. And I'm so grateful for this as well. I was really lucky. So for most people that watch, I come from a military background. My education levels were quite low. I spent 8 years in the military doing everything from anti-terrorism to bomb disposal. And then when I got out, I was very limited because I didn't have very much education. I had no civilian work experience. So it was quite difficult to find a job. But when I did get into one, I then managed to get myself a role in Dubai as a business development manager. And somehow, which amazes me to this day, I found myself surrounded by some fantastic mentors that were doing incredibly well. And I just kind of shut up, which for most people, they would not agree with me. They're like, Stefan was quiet. No, I was. I can't really remember speaking. And I kind of just shut up for like 2 years and I just absorbed all this knowledge from around me. And without having that knowledge then and that understanding from those guys, I would absolutely have never have got to where I am now. And what did I say? I wrote a note down. Yeah, you said about like some of the big, even really, really successful businesses or really successful business owners. There's that old saying that money doesn't make you happy. And it is true. People don't know it because people go, it doesn't make anybody, it makes you happy. I'll have more money. I'm going to have less problems. Actually, in theory, if you have more money, you have more problems. I guarantee you that. But even the most successful business people in the world, and you can run a business that turns over 60K a year, 100K a year, a million K, whatever, like whatever you want, you can, but unless you're feeling fulfilled and happy, there's absolutely no point in doing that. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to pay it forward, to make a difference and have that. It goes back to the why from earlier on, right? Why are you really doing this? What is it going to achieve? And how is it going to change people or have an effect on people's lives? So I really like that. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. We're like 1 minute over, but we'll take it. Just in case, like if anybody wants to get hold of you guys for some help in the future, can we just have a quick go around you both quick once so they can just give them a refresher of kind of what you do and how they can get in touch with you. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Superb. All right, Brie, you can just go first.
Absolutely. For anything related to music or art therapy, you can find us on Creative Arts Therapies of the Palm Beaches on social media or catpb.com. You can email me at Brie, B-R-E-E, at catpb.com. I'd love it if you check out my new podcast, The Mindful Mentor, anywhere you prefer to stream and download your podcast. And we're on Instagram as well for Mindful Mentor Brie. Thank you again, Stefan.
Awesome. Thank you, Brie. And over to you, Israel.
Yes, if you're an entrepreneur that has a business and you want to now pivot your business online, you want to learn how to generate more conversations, automated online leveraging social media and other online marketing platforms, and you also want to have an A to Z proven method for closing those leads into sales, go to my website. I have some free resources for you all, and I have some gifts valued at over $5,000. The things that I teach in those gifts, others have paid in excess of $5,000 to learn, but I gift them for you for free in a free training. And that's IsraelDuran.com, just spelled like my name, IsraelDuran.com. No additional cost, and you can get that for free.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Israel. So everybody who has watched the show today, remember, pay it forward. We've got some fantastic experts here today. They've shared some complete knowledge bombs that you can definitely use within your life and within your business. So if you do know anybody that you can think could benefit from what we've spoke about today, which I'm pretty sure is everyone, then make sure you tag everyone in the comments and send this to everyone. Send it, literally, just do it. Why not? Pay it forward like 10 times. So guys, do that. We've done so well this week. I think in the last week, we've just hit just over 40,000 views, which is incredible. We're still absolutely brand new. So for everybody who's watched, shared, commented, liked, everything, that I massively appreciate it. And so do all the guests, and we're really enjoying doing this for you. So thank you very, very much. I'm going to leave it there for today. We will be back tomorrow with another two episodes, one in the UK and then one over across the pond in the US. So make sure you join us again tomorrow for Fitness Friday. We'll be talking about how to stay fit at home, how to stay healthy, and how to motivate yourself in the mornings, get into that morning routine to stay fit and healthy. Okay, that is it. Guys, once again, thank you so much for joining me. You've been absolutely amazing, and have a fantastic rest of the week and weekend, and I'm sure we'll catch up soon. Everybody else, I'll see you later. Peace out.
Thank you.
And then my signature and the show dance.